We're all done today.
Okay.
Can you hear that all right?
Are you there?
Wow. Now
that's
hit
my
the
friend
meter.
In the sound booth.
Now pull the meter, a pin off the
great
peg.
Sound man, he can't
okay.
Just, I don't want you to fall asleep in there now.
Well, Ed White, since we talked to you last in one of these interviews for the Voice of America, you've done a few things, haven't you?
Well, I had a little walk.
Had a little walk.
Right.
I don't like to call it a walk. You know that?
Well,
I've tried to find other words for it, but sometimes
I think we've coined a phrase there, and we're kind of stuck with it. But it was a little something different. It was really man's first controlled.
Start again, since you're looking. You're going to be looking at me.
Right. I don't really think that the walk is the right thing to call it either, and but we've coined a phrase when the first time that Leonov went out, it was a spacewalk, and it seems like we're stuck with this terminology right now. But in the case of our flight, it was a little something different. We were working on man's first controlled maneuvers out into space, and we had a maneuvering unit, so it was a little different. It wasn't strictly a walk. It was a controlled maneuver in space, and this is the difference between the two.
Well, did the earth and the sky and everything around you look as beautiful as these magnificent color pictures that Jim took?
Well, they came back and showed it pretty well, but you really can't capture everything on a photograph. So you can't, these are good representations, but you can't see it all when you're looking at it with a photograph. The colors are every bit as vibrant, as beautiful as those colors are, and perhaps a little more. I was noticing that while I was out, when I looked down over Cuba and the Dominican Republic, I noticed the greens were very much in abundance.
Lush and tropical areas.
Yes, that's right. And these haven't come back on our films. The green hasn't come through on our films the way it does when I look down, particularly outside.
Mm-hmm.
But the colors are there, and they're every bit as brilliant. I think we were fortunate to get the pictures back so the people on Earth can get a better feeling for what we can see up there. We've been talking for years about how beautiful it is, and now I think everybody has the appreciation for it.
Well, we've had quite an interesting little story here to develop from your walk in space, Ed White, and from your flight in Gemini 4, and that is an association with the Boy Scouts of America and a new merit badge for Boy Scouts interested in astronautics and in space. Would you tell us just a bit about the ceremony in Houston a few days ago?
Well, this ceremony that we had was with the introduction of the Astronautics Merit Badge for the Boy Scouts of America. This was a merit badge that the group of the astronauts here had worked with the Boy Scouts right from the beginning to determine the requirements that the boys must meet. We wrote down our ideas on it. They took these ideas, put them together, and came out with the requirements for the merit badge. So we've worked with this right from the beginning.
You mean now the astronauts and other engineers and scientists, did they help?
I think everybody and people from different offices in the center, we all helped in the astronaut office, and I believe they were canvassed in other areas too to come up with the engineering area. It's not just the astronaut input, it has the engineering input. The requirements are quite extensive, and there's a lot of work that the boys must prepare to earn this merit badge. It's really their first taste of the formal exploration of space. It's their first, perhaps in a lot of cases, their first formal education on this area. So it's an area that we in the space program are quite interested in, and I think that there's a great tie between the Boy Scouts and our astronauts themselves, because of our group, out of 30 of them right now, 27 of them were astronauts, were Boy Scouts at one time, which is a pretty high percentage. And in our first six crews, all except for one was a Boy Scout. So there seems to be some other tie also. The Boy Scout seems to prepare the boys for prepare them so that they can accept the challenges and the responsibilities that...
I tell you what, why don't we do this sentence over, and I'll feed you the line that the scout director gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare, give them a vocational base of interest. Help to develop vocational interest. That's the way he put it to me. Why don't you start with Boy Scout?
Getting at something more than vocation or exploratory based.
Yeah, I think I was more in vocation.
Yeah, more the character, yeah. Uh-huh. All right, let's back up and do that one.
Okay, why don't we...
All right, but Boy Scouting develops.
Do you want me to go on, or are you going to
I'm going to throw out the last little piece and just pick up with your narrative there with what Boy Scouting develops. Go ahead.
Yes, I think the Boy Scouting develops in a boy an understanding that he must learn to make decisions and a appreciation for being able to learn, advance, and apply what he's learned. I think in our program, this is certainly a necessity. Also, the requirements that the Boy Scouts in their motto of be prepared, it's something that we try to do in our space program also. We try to be prepared for any type of eventuality.
You know, something that I bet began with all of us who were scouts that follows through into those of us in our businesses now, both in mine, in journalism, and yours, in astronautics, and that is those of us who were scouts were taught to understand this spirit of adventure. I remember that was the first time that I got to go out and camp in the woods and to learn about things in the mountains and nature. That spirit's still with me.
Yes, I think maybe this is what the appeal has been so strong to so many of the fellows were scouts at one time. They developed this appreciation and understanding and a general lust for adventure. Maybe this is a little bit of why there are so many Boy Scouts in the astronaut business. It seems to develop this in the boys and gives them an environment where this type of a interest can mature. You know, there's nothing more exciting to a boy than some adventure that he can get into.
And now when you grow up, you want to explore farther.
I don't think that we really ever grow up. I think the day we give up and think that we're all grown up, there's a little boy in every one of us, and the adventure of the manned space program appeals to every man on the street just as much as it appeals to me also.
Absolutely. I sure agree with
you.
The
Boy Scouts are the same way. Their program has got this built right into it. It's an adventure for them, and it's necessary.
Well, the Scouts have designed a beautiful merit badge, the first one of which I believe you took with you, didn't you?
That's right. Right before the flight, very, very late, as a matter of fact, the Boy Scouts sent in the merit badge, and we decided that we couldn't take any more than one, so we just took the one merit badge up. It was during our first man's first control maneuvers out in space, the first American to go out in space, which I had the privilege of being. It seemed appropriate to take this first in the Boy Scouts, their first astronautics merit badge, up on this flight.
Well, thank you very much, Ed White, for telling us about the view from out there in space during your walk in space and for this Boy Scout program, which is now associated with astronautics, the new Boy Scout merit badge.
Well, you know, we had 13 boys from all over the country that came down here. These are the first 13 to receive the badge, came in, and it was a very impressive ceremony. As you see those boys up there, as I saw them up on the stage, you realize that the children in our day are growing up really better than they did several years ago. They're growing up, they're better educated. I think the kids these days, you have to hand it to them. They're growing up in a fast-moving society. They're, in most cases, accepting their responsibilities. And these boys, I thought today, certainly appeared to me to have accepted their responsibilities, and I was certainly proud of them today.
It would be interesting to see how many of this 13 might end up in this program in about 10 more years.
Well,
wouldn't it?
I think you'll probably find that some of them will be in maybe our program or perhaps related type programs in industry throughout the mm-hmm. country.
In the physical sciences and
that's
engineering.
That's right. It's offering a challenge that we've never had in the history of any civilization, a challenge like we have today for our youngsters to grow up under.
Thank you very much, Ed White, and thank you for being with us again here, and good luck to you on the continued Gemini and Apollo programs.
Thank you very much, and I certainly enjoyed being with you again, and I'll look forward to seeing you again.
Okay.